Hi, my name is Michelle Little, and I'm the host of The Unscripted Career, where I'll talk to inspiring women about why they chose to start their own business, how it's going, and any advice they can give to others. I'm a photographer, mom, and a part-time blogger with an interest in what makes entrepreneurs tick. Hello, and welcome back to another session of the Unscripted Career Podcast. Today, I'm with Selena Bailey. Selena is an entrepreneur in several different fields, including online content creation. She also teaches best practices for social media at InfoPress. Her Pinterest account is followed by millions. Her photos are adored by her thousands of Instagram followers. And she also runs a much-loved blog on children's design and sewing. I am so pleased to have her in my kitchen today to talk about being a woman entrepreneur. So first of all, can you tell us, why did you decide to work for yourself and start your own business versus working for someone else? Did you ever work for anyone else?
Yes, a long time ago. I used to work as a fashion designer in a few Montreal companies. And basically, I got fired. And yeah, so then I decided to take whatever it is that I was doing for them and do it for myself, but in the children's area.
And was that a conscious decision to work for yourself? Or was it kind of like, this is my only choice? Or were you like, I want full creative control, I'm doing this on my own?
Yeah, I think it was more of a wanting to have full creative control. The fashion industry in Montreal is not that big, and it's not all that creative. So the idea was, okay, I'm going to start my own brand. And I did a certificate in graphic design before that, and then I decided.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And how did you define what you would do? How did you decide that I'm going to be a children's wear designer?
I was upcycling clothing for the company I was working for, and they were selling that in stores. And I had made a few skirts for my nieces, mm-hmm. and my cousin loved them. And I was like, oh, no one's doing that. Maybe I can. Yeah. And that's how it kind of started. But I did have help from a government program called SAGE. They help you out with creating a business plan. Okay. It was like a program, and they start you off with, I think, a couple $1,000s to get you started. It's really cool. Basically, they gave me a lot of tools to plan. I'm not a business person at all and still need help. So, but they really gave me a focus and sort of got me off my feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll put the link to that.
Yeah.
In the,
we're 35 and under.
Perfect. So I don't qualify, but maybe some of you qualify. There is a lot of government programs out there, I am discovering. And I think that when people think that they're going to be entrepreneurs, they think, oh, I'm going to be a fashion designer. And they don't remember the accounting, the marketing, the finance, the business planning, all that kind of stuff that goes around it. And you need to be just as big of a business person as you need to be doing your creative pursuits. So I think it's important to find these programs. So you started off designing children's wear, mm-hmm. but now you're doing a lot of things, but can you tell me how you moved from creating children's wear to doing the blog?
So after having my own line, I had a little store on Green Avenue, a little boutique with independent designers and for children again.
Okay.
And that didn't work out. I had to go find a job. My children were going back to daycare at this point. I started working with my cousin. She does personalized gifts, so I was sort of the graphic designer. And I was worried that I wouldn't be able to pursue my passion, which was design or, mm-hmm. and children's wear and all that. So I started a blog, mm-hmm. which was going to be pretty much a part-time thing or a thing I do for myself just to keep me inspired and to keep me going. And I often say this, but if you have a job and having a hobby or something on the side is super important, because you never know where that hobby or will take you. When I started my blog, I also started using Pinterest pretty much at the same time, and they kind of grew together. And at one point, my Pinterest was so big that I was able to make money from it, and I was able to leave my job. So that's sort of how it evolved. So it's always been still in the children's wear, and I still keep doing that now, even though now I create content for eBay and I write articles on fashion for women or trends or...
So whereas before you were really selling clothing, now it's more of the how to find a profitable way to use your knowledge, but maybe in a different area, which I think is really interesting because it means that you don't necessarily actually have to be creating physical clothing. You can still be in the same domain, but find a way to make it work so that you can make money from it.
Yeah, exactly.
And how did you first discover that you could make money on social media? Because I think a lot of people kind of see it as the dream.
Ah, yes.
It's the dream. I want to work in my pajamas and just pin stuff and make money.
It's but not it's, that easy.
No, I know. I know.
I still feel like it's a dream. I got lucky in the sense that Pinterest put me forward. So I became someone that when you would come up and sign up, they would suggest me as someone to follow. You didn't have to follow me, but a lot of people decided to follow me. And I grew from having 15,000 followers on Pinterest, which I gained on my own, to 3 million people. But to get there, they didn't. They chose a whole bunch of different people, but the content had to be good, right? So it's luck, but I worked hard at it too, and I pinned every day for 3 years without getting any money, and I never, and I always thought, oh, wouldn't it be great to get paid to pin? And yeah, it was a dream, and then my dream sort of came true
with hard work.
But I still have to keep working at it. Now I don't so much get paid to pin, but I get paid to create content. And that's a lot of work. I mean, that you have to come up with the ideas, you always have to have new ideas, you have to stay on top of trends, your skills have to improve. I've had to improve my photography, I've had to improve so many things on the way. So you can't just be lazy and think that your dreams, I'd love to. You have to work at it. If you want to grow your Instagram, you have to plan things. You can't just take a photo and put it up there and hope it'll work. You have to plan ahead. You have to think about, okay, what am I going to put? There's a whole process to it.
So how did you learn that? How did you learn how to grow your Pinterest? How did you learn how to grow your Instagram? Was that something that just came organically, or did you actually sit out and have resources that you read, or was it just like a learning process?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, a lot of it is organic. A lot of it is just intuition. And I've never changed the look. I've always believed in having a look or a brand. If you look at my Pinterest, it stays true to who I am since the beginning, even though I've refused a bunch of companies who've asked me to pin for them because I didn't believe in their products or whatever. So I think that you have to stay true to who you are. And if you're passionate about something, I think people see that. Mm-hmm. And then they'll believe in what you have to say or share. And then another thing is just keeping on top of what's going on. And I read tutorials. I read advice from people who have more followers than I do. I'm always keeping up with the trends. Snapchat opens, I open up a Snapchat. I have no clue how to use it, but I read up about it and I find out. And the day that I'm ready to use it, I will. Same thing with Instagram. I've had my Instagram. I think I opened up my Instagram, put 3 photos on there, stopped for a year. But in the meantime, I kind of like learned what it was about. And then suddenly once I was ready,
I just start using it.
Yeah. And for social media, it's important. If there's a new social media, go check it out.
Yeah.
Secure your name, things like that. And just keep your eyes open.
There's a lot of people that want to earn money through social media. And do you think that it's a bit of a... People don't realize how long it takes and how hard it is. And I mean, there's millions of people on social media and very few who actually earn an income from it.
Yes. And like I said, it takes a lot of work, and it doesn't mean that it will work out.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to be lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be at the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much about who you know anymore with social media.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with who you are too, your personality, and Yeah, so you have to, and sometimes you work hard at it, but if you love it, then who cares, right? Yeah.
Well, unless you're trying to earn an income from it.
Yeah, no, but that's not, that should never be your, I think with social media anyways, it shouldn't be your ultimate goal, because then it shows.
Yeah.
Then you're not authentic.
Yeah, it's hard though, because there are people who really want to make a lot of money from it.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work.
No. I mean, if that's your ultimate, you know, you need to have, again, you have a job, you work at it, you get money from that, and you work on your social media on the side. And if that blows up, then great.
Yeah.
But again, you have to love what you're doing.
Yeah.
You have to be passionate about it. If you're not, then it'll, especially for social media, I believe, unless you use the tactics that you know, you can read a bunch of tutorials on how to get the right photo, write the right thing, and but in the end, it'll show that it's not.
Yeah, you might gain followers, but they'll lose them too. You have your content creation. That's basically, you create content. You have the blog and stuff, but what is the most difficult part that you find about doing that?
Coming up with ideas, always coming up with ideas. If you're a creative, I think you go through phases of having great ones and having not such great ones at times. So that's one struggle for sure. And when you have to post every day, then it becomes hard and tiring. And so that's definitely one thing. But the more you use your creativity, I find also that the more ideas you have. So it's sort of, it depends. Getting the right clients. Yeah. A lot of people want to do it on their own. Mm-hmm. You know, they think they can do the stuff on their own. So finding the right clients. I've been lucky to be able to work with eBay. So that's been one big client that I've had for a couple of years now, for a year and a half. So that's been nice. Also always evolving, always knowing, oh, what's the, especially with Pinterest and, you know, Facebook and Instagram, then there's the algorithm and it's changing, and do I post here and do I post there? It's like, it's crazy. And it's just, in the end, you just need to do your own thing and not look at that, all of that, but you still have to be aware of what's going on. So that's a lot of information that you need to be on top of. And then for me, being an entrepreneur or someone that works for myself, the hardest is, you know, working from home, being stuck indoors. Like, I could go out and do stuff for sure. I love the luxury of having my own schedule and being able to spend the day with my kids and then working at night if I have to compensate, because I need to work every day like everyone else. So that is beautiful. You know, my kids are still small, so I love that flexibility. Or if they're sick from school, I can spend the day with them. So that's the best thing about being my own boss. But then being home and not interacting with people, or always interacting with people online, gets weird sometimes.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I know what you mean about keeping up with the trends. Sometimes I just find that, like, I mean, I don't really, but it's just like one day terrariums, or, you know, everyone's building their own terrarium. And then the next day it's about like fruit inflatable pool toys, you know?
Like, yeah. And I think that what I do well is pick up on those trends before they blow up. That's one of my better, you know,
qualities.
Yeah.
So if you want to know what the next trend is, follow Selena. Okay. She's got it. Is it going to be, what's the next trend? Like, I don't know. I feel like it's like one day it's all about palm leaves and it's about cactuses, and then it's about jungle.
Yeah, it's still that. the birds, all the birds are in trend. And
then it was owls, and it was like
foxes. Those are a bit on the low right now. Definitely. But
it's important. I mean, if you want to make money, right? Yeah. You got to know what people want to buy.
Yeah. And if you're on Instagram and you want to be a fashion blogger, you got to go out there and spend loads of money on clothing before companies start sponsoring you.
Yeah.
You know? So there's an investment.
An investment. And there's even an investment for being a photographer. I remember I said to my husband, the beauty being a photographer is all you need to do is buy a camera.
Yeah.
No. Not true. Especially if you want to start doing studio stuff. Oh my goodness. Just this morning I bought more. Don't listen to this, husband. Just this morning I bought two more umbrellas and a carrying bag for the studio lights because I was sick of carrying them around in my IKEA bag.
Right. No, then, and the more you grow and the more professional you want your things to look or the more options you want to give.
Yeah.
And then, exactly, like, I've started doing stop motions. Now I need to go buy lamps because, yeah, natural light is tricky and then...
Yeah, not consistent.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that that's a bit of a myth that you can just start doing social media for free. You know, all I need is my phone and I'll become a millionaire.
No.
No, there's... You have to make investments, even if it's just time. I mean, it's time is money, right? So,
yeah.
Did anyone give you advice? Did some people say you're crazy? Or did anyone give you advice? Like, what's the best piece of advice when you move from, you know, being with your sister or sister-in-law, I forget who it was, to going on to doing your own thing? What was the best piece of advice?
It kind of flowed naturally, like the transition. I just, since it was something that I was doing on the side already, it was pretty secure and safe. But I will say that I'm always working on what's next. I'm like, even though I have, let's say, a contract with eBay, then I'm always thinking, okay, well, what's going to happen when that, if that goes away? What happened if my Pinterest account gets deleted? I, you know, I don't know. What if Pinterest closes?
Yeah.
I'm dependent a little bit on that. Yeah. What if Instagram closes? Or what if all of this social media just dies off, you know? Then what? Well, I'm always working on different skills or different things or looking at my options if all of these things disappear. Because, yeah, I don't want to go back and work for someone else, at least not now. Maybe I'll go back to school one day, or maybe when my kids are older, I'll think about that. There is a nice thing about having a 9-to-5 job and coming home and not, because when you're your own boss, you're always working, you're always thinking, you're always checking your emails, or when you're on social media, you're... I'm on my phone all the time. It's like... Yeah.
And I also, I feel that when I'm on social media, you know, I always have to be like really... I'm on it all the time and I always have to be like on. I have to always be like super positive.
Yeah.
Is this the right thing to say? Am I writing the right thing? Am I crediting the right people?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So there is the beauty of that, you know, 9-to-5, you get home and you don't have to think about work till the next morning. That's...
Yeah.
But... You know,
I wouldn't give it up.
But I'm always working. Like, I've taken photography classes online. I'm working on making my stop motions better. I'm working on video work. I'm working because the day I don't have all these things, then I need to fall back on something.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go back to sewing clothing and selling it, but I'm always thinking ahead.
I think that's I think that's really important because as an entrepreneur, it is. I mean, you can get fired from a job too, obviously.
Yes.
But as an entrepreneur, it is especially risky because, you know, you're on your own. You maybe don't have that like 6 months payout or 2 weeks or whatever you have if you get let go or things change. Being an entrepreneur is risky, just even starting off. You never know if it'll succeed or what. So I do think it is important to always keep in mind other options or growing or...
Yeah, you need to be a step ahead of... Or think about the possibilities or just have a plan B or something. And even if you're working... If your plan A doesn't work out right away, that's also something I guess I learned is that you can still keep going at it on the side. I had to find a job for a little while. For 2 years, I had a job, but I still kept my passion alive. And that's what made me... I never gave up on my dream.
Yeah.
Which is what made me be able to go back to it after.
Yeah.
So...
Can you name a moment of failure in your business experiences that you learned from or helped you improve your business or the way that you work?
I've had many failures. I think it's part of growing, or I've had a partner that didn't work out. So I'm very careful now if I work with people. When I had my little store, I had a partner and then the relationship there didn't end up working out. Also, read your contract if you do, because I had a really bad experience with accepting a contract that I was locked in for 5 years. And what they said on the phone, the verbal agreement, and what was written in the contract wasn't the same. But, you know, hey, it was my first contract for Pinterest and getting paid by companies. I was super excited. But stop for a minute and read and have a lawyer, someone who knows the wording to look at it. And I learned really that was devastating because basically the contract said I couldn't work with anyone else for 5 years. Like, I'm still in that contract. I got out of it because I got a lawyer involved and everything. But that, yeah, super important.
Yeah.
Read the fine lines, read the small text, make contracts when you're working with people because it's better for your friendship or if you're working with family or whoever. It's just so much better. Whenever money is involved, things can get so tricky. That's the biggest thing I learned
I agree. I have contracts for everyone. And I feel it's just it's just clarity.
Yes. And it's not people sometimes take it badly.
Mm-hmm.
But no, exactly. It's what you said. It's clarity. It's just making things clear. You know, it's just putting the things on the table. And if something doesn't work out, it's written in the contract how we're going to deal with it. And no one's surprised.
Yeah.
Because the element of surprise is,
not good.
I think, the worst.
In business.
Yeah.
What's the greatest success that you've had in your business experience?
I think working with eBay was pretty big. I mean, getting a contract to write for them and create content and videos and all that was pretty exciting. So also just getting 3 million followers on Pinterest. I mean, that's probably the biggest. Yeah. I still, you know, it's like the population of Montreal. I don't realize. People are like, look at, I think a lady once I told her, she's like, oh, do you know what Pinterest is? And I'm like, yeah, I kind of do. She's like, oh, really? And she's explaining it to me. And I'm like, well, you know, I have 3 million followers. And I think she fell off her chair. I don't realize how many followers I have. I don't think.
Yeah,
and I think that's good, though.
Are you in the top 10?
No, I'm in the top 40.
Okay, still.
Worldwide.
Okay.
So some of the top 10 are people who work at Pinterest.
Okay.
You know, they're like, they've been there since the start. I've been there from almost the start, but not quite.
I think I have like 500 or something. Follow me on Pinterest. I personally use it a lot for myself, for my photography work.
Yeah.
You know, I find it a great tool to share my ideas. Again, so clarity. So people know, like, this is what I'm expecting for your maternity session. If this is not what you like, you have to tell me now.
Exactly.
You know?
But you have to. It's an amazing, amazing tool for anyone who has a website.
Yeah.
Only because of all the social media, it's the only one that's referenced by Google.
Mm.
So you just show up higher in Google search.
Yeah.
So just for that, it's worth it.
Definitely.
Even if you have 2 followers, go Pinterest.
Actually, I've started adding the long Pinterest on my blog post at the very end.
Yeah.
I need to do that. I forgot the last one. I forgot to do it. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the long, the posts that are very long on Pinterest tend to get pinned the most, and you can just easily create them all.
I have a little tutorial if you want a link to it.
Yeah, we'll link to our tutorial.
It's for photographers, but it works for any business.
Yeah, I think I have that one linked. In your opinion, what are the top 3 things that someone should consider before starting their own business? Or we could say perhaps before starting to set out to earn their money through social media.
I think that you need to have money saved up. That's one thing. Like, you have to be able to live without having any income for a little while. Just for it to pick up. I think that's for any business, really. Again, you have to be ready that social media, look, the algorithm on Instagram just changed. Everyone's getting half the likes and comments they used to.
That's but who's just getting more comments and likes?
No one is. But it just doesn't show good for businesses, or for, if your stuff isn't being shown and less people are clicking on the link or clicking on whatever to get to the product that you're going to buy, or if that's what the type of social media that you're doing. So same thing with me. I used to get 500 likes and repins, and now I'm down to 100. So you have to deal with that. You have to be, it's unpredictable.
Yeah.
So you have to keep that in mind and just, again, work on something else. We talked about it before, you know, just be having a plan B is super important. And 3 for social media anyways, it's not all about you. social media is about community. So if there's one tip I can give to anyone who wants to get into that or that business, is to really create that sense of community. And then you have to go and be as involved on your account. You have to be as involved on other people's accounts.
I always see people who have like so many followers and they'll leave a remark on my account. And I think, really?
Yes.
You're bothering to leave a remark on my account?
Because when they do that, there's more chances that their account's going to perform. So it's not, they're not being that nice. Your photos are great. They're being nice. They're not.
No, but you know what I mean. Yeah. I'm like, really? But I know that, and I see it, and I think, oh yeah, they're doing what I should be doing, is building community.
Well, yeah, if you want it, you're not going to get followers, and they're not just going to find you just like that. You need to go and like other people's accounts. You need to write comments on their photos, or you need to repin their things, or you need to share their content. That's the only way you're going to grow. Yeah. You're not. It's not just you and your friends, and that's it. You know, you need to build. It's building a community.
Yeah. I once heard something that said, no website has ever grown without the help of another website. You don't just publish your website and then expect people to find you.
No.
People have to link to you, or you have to link to it.
Exactly. There's no secrets. No. And that's the business part and the social part. Mm-hmm. And I'm not that great with that, all of that. So, but I work hard at it, and I try, and I do my as much as I can or feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
But the more you do it, the better it'll be.
Yeah. What are any resources, if any, that you can recommend to others who are looking to become either an entrepreneur or start a blog or start working more on their social media, and not even earning a career through social media, but just growing social media? I think we've talked about community, and that's really important, but are there any particular resources that you recommend people looking at? I know you teach a course.
I do teach a class at InfoPress, and we talk a lot about that. I even give a little iPhone class photo in there, and I teach people how to make stop motion videos in that course. But I think, and that goes to show you that with your blog, with your business, whatever your business is, any social media, I think images speak volumes. I think the quality of your images has to be amazing for people to trust you or to engage with you or whatever. It doesn't have to be, the text also goes with it. Depending on the type of account you are, like on Instagram, if you're more of an account where it's more about real life, then your photos don't have to be amazing. But for business, I think it's super important to have good images.
So are there any resources that people can use?
So, well, first you can hire a photographer. That's like always good. Or someone, or a content creator. There are people out there who create content for you. You have to have the budget for that. If you don't have the budget and you're starting out, then I definitely recommend, there's so many tutorials. YouTube is amazing for anything you're searching for. I mean, I've never hired a web designer or a web coder or whatever. I've learned everything on my own, and that's how I also got to learn all the insides of how everything works and what SEO is and all of that stuff. So read up on SEO, read up on, and even if you're not doing it and you're outsourcing it, you still need to know what it's about.
Yeah.
If you don't know what's going on with your website or your social media, that's not good. So you need to find out, take photo classes online. There's free ones with like Creative Live.
Yeah.
There's loads of tutorials. Go on my Pinterest. Pinterest is amazing for searching for that type of stuff. You put in your search words and they'll give you loads and loads of tutorials, and read up as much as you can on all these things. There's just so much information out there for photography, for your how to write on the web, the type of captions you need, the formats, the photo formats for Facebook, for Pinterest. Be aware of what works and what doesn't work. And resources, Google, Pinterest, and YouTube are my three favorites.
Yeah.
And then free, and then classes.
And they're all free.
Those are free, yeah, for sure. And Creative Live is amazing for, I took my first photography class on there.
And if you get it during the live session, it's free.
It's free. Skillshare is fun too. There's loads of fun classes. I think for the first 3 months, it's like 99 cents or something. Mm-hmm. And there's tons of great information for business, for graphic design, photography, you name it. They give you loads and loads of classes.
I do think all that is important because, I mean, there's one thing with being able to create a great product, but if no one can see that great product.
Yeah, it needs to be, you know, you spend all that time developing something, but then you don't showcase it nice. Mm, yeah.
It's not going to go
anywhere.
Work
with influencers too, if you're a new business. They don't need to be Kim Kardashian, you know, they can be small moms from a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that will promote your cafe or your gym or your new, then work with the people in your neighborhood that have a little bit of influence. Maybe you do exchanges or you can pay them. And then of course, the more followers they have, the bigger the exchange or the pay will be. But sometimes it's better to work with a mom who has 20 good friends than one who has 2,000 because you know that those 20 good friends are really going to listen to what she has to say.
I totally agree with that. If you were magically given 3 hours more per day, what would you do with that time?
Probably work out.
I don't know. It's ironic because your sister owns a gym in NDG.
I haven't been yet. Crazy, right? I used to be a certified aerobics instructor.
No way.
You see, that's something else I have. Now I can go work at my sister's gym. I don't know. Spend more time with my husband or my kids, that would be great.
Yeah.
3 hours. Yeah, sleep. I could use some sleep. I'm a night owl, so I work late and then I can't wake up in the morning. I hate mornings. Maybe push the day by 3 hours. Me. That would be cool. Can I accumulate them on vacation?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That's even better. Yeah. Take all those 3 hours every day and, you know, extend the year by a week.
Oh,
that would be amazing.
That would be amazing. I agree.
Yeah.
Any holiday sounds amazing right now. Well, that's it.
Thank you,
Selena, for coming over and talking to us. It's always interesting to talk to you. And I'm going to put all the links to pretty much everything she mentioned on the blog post. So if you're wondering where she is, I want to follow her on Pinterest, you know, any of those things, it's all there. Thank you very much.
Great, thank you.
Bye. I also want to give a really big thank you to Charlotte Rowlert, who has kindly agreed to be sound editor on this podcast. So thank you again, Charlotte.